Good evening.
Thanks for joining us for a night of Christmas worship as we sing a number of Christmas songs and carols and hear different people reading from the Word of God, the Christmas story, and just a time to reflect upon the great gift that God has given us through His only begotten Son. So let's ask God to bless this time together as a church body. And Father, we thank you for your grace, for your wonderful mercy that you have given us through the sending of your only begotten Son. And I pray, Lord, that you would be with us this evening, Lord, as we worship, as we lift up our voices in song, as we read or hear scripture being read that pertains to the Christmas story. I pray, Lord, that it would be encouraging time and a beautiful time of worship, honoring you, much like the shepherds honored you, the wise men came to honor you at your birth, Lord. Today we want to honor you as well. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
As I wander out under the sky, how Jesus the Savior did come for to die for poor ornery people like you and like I. I wonder as I wander out under the sky.
Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 7:14.
Isaiah 6-7, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Isaiah 9:6-7.
Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And he is called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. A son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. And He is called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Micah 5:2, but you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting. Micah 5:2.
O little town of Bethlehem, how silly seem thee lie, above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. And fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
Luke 1:26-31. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." Luke 1:26-31.
Jesse's image coming.
Matthew 1:18 through 23. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Matthew 1:18 through 23.
A sign shall be given, a virgin will conceive, a human baby bearing undiminished deity. The glory of the nations, a light for all to see, and hope for all. His warm reality. Emmanuel, our God is with us, and if God is with us, who could stand against us? Our God is with us. For all those who live in the shadow of death, a glorious light has dawned. For all those who stumble in the darkness, behold, with us, and if God is with us, who could stand against us? Our God is with us, Emmanuel. What shall be your answer? Oh, spare his son, but gave him for us all. On earth there is no power, there is no death or high that could ever separate us from the love of God in Christ. Emmanuel. With us, and if God is with us, who could stand against us? Our God is with us, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, our God is with us. And if God is with us, who could stand against us? Our God is with us, Emmanuel.
Luke 22. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, every one to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Luke 2, 1 through 7.
His law is love, and his God.
gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is a brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sing hymns of joy, in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name.
Shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men." Luke 2:8-14.
Please be seated.
Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sin. Strong to save in your mighty name.
15-20. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely know the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told to them. Luke 2:15-20.
So well, the angels did say, most of certain poor shepherds.
fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Shepherds came to see the baby, stood by his mother's side. Here lay the Savior inside a manger. Oh, what a glorious night!
Oh, what a glorious night! I hear the angels singing, hallelujah, let the earth receive the King. I know that love has come. Sing it out, Jesus Christ is born.
I heard that Jesus Christ is born. Yeah. Shepherds wondered, they couldn't hide it, told everyone inside. All were amazed when they heard how God came down on that glorious night. God came down on that glorious night.
I hear the angels singing, hallelujah, let the earth receive a King. I know that love has come. Sing it out, Jesus Christ is born.
I heard that Jesus Christ is born. Yeah. Glorious, glorious, what a glorious night. Glorious, glorious, what a glorious night.
I hear the angels singing, hallelujah, let the earth receive a King. I know that love has come. Sing it out, Jesus Christ is born. I hear the angels singing, hallelujah, let the earth receive the King. I know that love has come. Sing it out, Jesus Christ is born.
I heard that Jesus Christ is born. Yeah. All is quiet, a star shining in the sky. Below in Bethlehem, the King is sleeping. Oh, what a glorious night! Oh, what a glorious night!
Matthew 2, 1-6. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all of the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Matthew 2:1-6.
Matthew 2:7-12. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Matthew 2:7-12.
Starry night, a newborn king, hark the herald angels singing, "Holy, holy, humble in a manger laid, a Godhead three in one displayed his glory, glory, behold."
Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Matthew 2:13-15. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt I called my son.
Ooh. Away from the manger they ran for their lives. A tiny boy, Jesus, the son they must hide. A dream came to Joseph, they fled in the night. They ran. Ooh. Ooh. No stars in the sky, but the Spirit of God. Down into Egypt from Herod to hide. No place for his parents, no country or tribe.
They ran and they ran and they ran. Jesus, when danger is nigh, and keep us from Herod and all of their lies. I love thee, Lord Jesus, the refuge King. And we sing and we sing and we sing.
Verses 5-8. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And in being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2:5-8.
Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Galatians 3:13.
Good job.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Good job.
As we prepare our hearts for communion, on Sunday I had mentioned in the message about the name of Bethlehem, meaning house of bread, and of Jesus being the bread of life. Micah 5:2, which has already been read tonight, says, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you were little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one who will be ruler in Israel, whose going forth are from old, from everlasting." So I said in Sunday's message, there was in the city of Bethlehem, which means house of God, there God put the bread of life on display, his only begotten Son, whose beautiful fragrance leads us to life. Jesus said in John 6:51, "I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world." When Jesus came as a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, he was and he still is God incarnate, the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word of God tells us, "And we beheld his glory, full of grace and truth." He was also called Emmanuel, which is translated, according to Matthew 1:23, "God with us." As we just heard beautifully read, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And tonight, as we receive communion, it is good to remember that it is because of God's great love toward us that he sent his only begotten Son. And those who believe in Jesus Christ, the Word of God tells us, but have everlasting life. It's not will have one day, but faith in Jesus Christ brings that life into us the moment we believe. Therefore, as Christ followers, it is good to remember that the bread of life for each one of us through his work upon the cross, Jesus Christ did not offer himself as a babe in a manger, though he came as a babe in a manger, but when he was a man, being fully God and fully flesh, he paid the penalty of our sin. That night at the communion table, Jesus took bread, he blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you." Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to him, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is the blood of my new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." Then when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Matthew 26:26-30. During this next song, as communion is being distributed to the tables, are being distributed by the men. I had a different plan for communion tonight. It didn't work out. And I'm just figuring out my notes here now, too. So just go ahead and hold on to the communion cup and the elements, the bread and the cup. And then after this song, we will receive communion together.
I remember how these who's go.
It's not just about the manger where the baby lay. It's not all about the angels who sang for him that day. It's not just about the shepherds or the bright and shining star. It's not all about the wise men
who traveled from afar. It's about the cross. It's about my sin. It's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we could be born again. It's about the stone that was rolled away so that you and I could have real life today. It's about the cross. It's about the cross. It's not just about the presence underneath the tree. It's not all about the feeling that this season brings to me. It's not just about coming home to be with those you love. It's not all about the beauty in the snow I'm dreaming of. It's about the cross.
It's about
my sin.
It's about my sin.
It's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we could be born again. It's about the stone.
It's about the stone
that was rolled away. Today, it's about the cross, the beginning of the story is wonderful and great, but it's the ending that can save you, and that's why we celebrate. It's about the cross.
About my sin.
It's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we could be born again. It's about God's love,
nailed
to a tree. It's about every drop of blood that flowed from him when it should have been me. It's about the
storm
that was rolled away so that you have real life today, so that you and I could have real life today. It's about the cross. Ooh, it's about the cross.
Communion elements up here. So if somebody could fetch us, that would be nice. And then we can all have communion together. I failed. As each one of us have in our hand this bread, a bread that has been made without leaven and is pierced to represent the body of Christ that was broken in our behalf. The Word of God tells us in Isaiah 53:5, it says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." And again we read in the New Testament, 1 Peter 2:24, where Peter tells us, "Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." I love the change in tenses. Where in Isaiah 53:5 he reminds us that it's by his stripes we are healed. And in 1 Peter 2:24 he reminds us by whose stripes you were healed. It has us looking back to the work of Jesus upon the cross, but it has us looking to the present. We are healed through the work of Jesus today. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for this bread, this element of communion that represents the body of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, whose body was broken because of our sin, that we might be healed. And so today, Lord, we eat this bread, reminding ourselves of the broken body of Christ and the current healing we have through faith in Him. You may eat the bread. The cup reminds us of His blood that was poured out for the forgiveness of sin. And once again, we have both Old and New Testament scriptures to support the blood and the atonement that comes through the blood of Christ. In Leviticus 17:11, it tells us, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for your soul." And in Hebrews 9:22, according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. There is no forgiveness of sin apart from the shedding of blood. And tonight, Lord, we hold in our hands this cup that represents the blood that Jesus shed upon the cross so many years ago, nearly 2,000 years ago now. And yet, that same blood that was shed upon the cross in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago is still available to cover our sins, to be a covering for our sins, that we might walk in fellowship with You. So tonight, Lord, we drink this cup, realizing the high cost of our sin and the price that our Savior Jesus paid in our behalf. You may drink the cup. When we receive communion, it causes us to look back. It causes us to look to the work of Jesus upon the cross, where He paid the penalty of our sin. But at the same time, it causes us to look forward. It causes us to look to the coming of Jesus Christ. When He comes, He'll set all things right. As Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 11:26, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes." And so in communion, there's not just the looking back to the cross, but it's a proclamation that Jesus is coming again. And tonight we just gave testimony to that. And so, Father, thank You that You sent Your only begotten Son, who came as a babe in the manger, who died a horrible death upon the cross there in Jerusalem, was buried, rose again, ascended to the right hand of the Father. But Lord Jesus, Your promise that You will come again. Tonight, Lord, we look forward to Your coming. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Revelation 11:15. "Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever."
Revelation 19:11-16. "Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And He who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness He judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on His head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except Himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and His name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed Him on white horses. Now out of His mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it He should strike the nations, and He Himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He Himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And He has on His robe and on His thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." Revelation 19:11-16.
In the first light of the new day,
stopped in wonder, knew the meaning of his birth. In the weakness of a baby, they knew God had come to earth. As his mother held him closely, it was hard to understand that her baby, not yet speaking, was the word of God to man. He would tell them of his kingdom, but their hearts would not believe. They would hate him, and in anger they would nail him to a tree. Sadness would be broken as the song of life arose, and the firstborn of creation would ascend and take his throne. He had left it to redeem us, but before his life began, a baby, but as the Lord of every man. Hear the angels as they're singing on the morning of his birth. And how much greater will our song be when he comes again, when he comes again.
Biggest fear of all the year is candle wax on the chairs and carpet. And it happens very easily by tipping your candle to the left or to the right, or you safely hold the candle throughout the whole song, and then you blow it with all the wax built up, and you blow it on your neighbor or on the carpet or on the chair. So I'm trusting you to be careful.
Don't blow it.
Don't blow it, please.
Don't blow it.
The candles already began to be lit in the back, and so let's sing together A Silent Night.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
Of the heavens and earth. And yet you came as a humble child in a manger nearly 2,000 years ago. And you come, Lord, as Savior of the world. And you have paid the price of our sin. And this Christmas season, Lord, we remember your birth, but we also are reminded of your death and your resurrection and your promise to come again. We give you praise this night in Jesus' name. Amen.